Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect for 12th January 2023, beautiful Thursday evening. Topic tonight is The Great Reset is Upon Us, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. Should you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Say a prayer for the evening. Never said a prayer for the new year yet, Heavenly Father. We pray the truth comes out this year. We pray that you enlighten those who cannot see the truth. See what's happening in our world. See what's going on. What's happening with the disease and the hatred, the violence. Steer our path for the new year, Heavenly Father. Enlighten us to all the facts and show us how to believe in each other, even those that we dislike, that believe different than us. Allow us to find the higher ground with your gracious heavenly hand upon us. We will be able to do that. We pray these things in your glorious name. Amen. So we've got one-time donors, Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Bedlam, Mark, and Jay. Current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Charlene, Gary, and patrons, Alicia and Dan. You too can be a Truth Premium subscriber. We're looking for more. Bring your friends too. The most important thing is about our podcast is you, the listeners. Thank you for coming this evening. Got my son and daughter. You're going to have to enlighten me on that one, Anna. Tell me what's going on, but not right now. You can shoot me a message. Something about getting my son and daughter. My son and daughter. Really? We'll find out about that later on. Anyway, hoping to get some more people on board here. Got a call from the LaRouche pack. And, yeah, we're going to get to that, too, Eric. I had a LaRouche pack, gave me a call. We're going to try and set up a podcast with them. It might end up being an interview if my sponsor allows it, if he's interested. Very interesting. For anybody who doesn't know, Lyndon LaRouche was a really cool person. I met him a couple times before he died. And that many years ago, and he's a smart person, but he's always stood by, and his pack, now that he's gone, his pack is in New York and in Los Angeles. Also is another one of his packs, and they believe that European Union and the British Empire and the Vatican are in charge of they're the deep state, basically the Vatican and the British Empire. The European Union falls in lockstep with that. He's got some interesting information, or his group, rather. He's dead. He's sorry about that. But his group, his pack, has some great information. They have a weekly meeting, a Zoom meeting, that I attend on occasion. And he's asked to come on to the podcast. So, anyway. There you go. Okay. Anyway. So that should be interesting. Hopefully we get them on sometime. I got to figure out how to work guests on this Podbean. I'm not had a lot of luck with it, but I'm thinking of taking a back door to it and just having a Bluetooth speaker and get them on a phone and let the speaker talk to the microphone. Anyway, things to come up. I was kind of hoping to get a crowd going here, but we're a little slow tonight. Where is everybody? I'm missing a lot of people. So how about the issue of people? I can't say anything. If I say anything, we get blacklisted everywhere. My hands are so tight. It's very frustrating. But the interesting issue with the sudden deaths that are occurring, let's put it that way. How many have down to my podcast here have heard about Lisa Marie Presley just died? Heart attack, 54 years old, just keeled over. CPR, resuscitation on the spot, dead. Lisa Marie Presley. And Jeff Beck, that's the other one, yeah. My good buddy down in Florida, a good friend of mine from high school, very active, selling trips across the world to the rich and famous. Got his shot, got his booster, dropped dead. But nobody wants to admit to that. What's the story with that? Yeah, they die in threes. That's hey, John, my mother used to say that. In fact, Jean, my wife says that too. They die in pairs, and they come in threes. Everything comes in threes. All right, we're gonna have some fun here. So, got a lot to talk about, and I'm gonna use small words and talk fast because of that. We are in the midst of the Great Reset. Now, a couple of things. Howdy, John. Good to see you on my podcast. You have to tell me what you're doing over there. I'm going after the podcast. You got to connect with me on the Messenger or something. All right. In an interview with Bloomberg, if any of you haven't heard this, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner said gas stove usage is a hidden hazard. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned, the agency said. The report said the agency plans to take action, quote, unquote, to address the indoor pollution caused by stoves. Stoves. What a bunch of assholes. Okay. The CPSC has been considering action on gas stoves for months. It recommended in October that the CPSC seek public comment on the hazards associated with gas stoves and pollution, the pollutants linked to asthma and worsening respiratory conditions. 35% of households in the United States use a gas stove. The number approaches 70% in some states like California and New Jersey. These stoves put out significant levels of nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, and fine particulate matter. Without proper ventilation, it can raise the levels of indoor concentration to unsafe levels, as deemed by the EPA. So they're looking at removing. They want to remove all gas ranges and gas hookups. Some cities have already banned banned gas hookups in new building construction. We've seen that in New York City, and California, Berkeley, California. A lot of cities and states are trying to eliminate the possibility before they catch on to this by putting a block on banning that. Now, here's the interesting thing. So, an industry spokesperson said in a statement that a ban on gas cooking would fail to address the overall concern of indoor air quality while cooking, because all forms of cooking, regardless of the heat source, generate air pollutants, specifically at high temperatures. The American Gas Association pushed back against the natural gas ban in a blog post in December, saying it makes housing more expensive as the electric homes require expensive retrofits. Now, here's the clincher. In the $1.7 trillion budget that Joe Biden passed and approved, includes rebates on appliances to replace all your gas and other fossil fuel appliances in your home, up to $10,000 coming out of your pocket and mine, my friends. This is so bad. This is the start of banning everything. Just like in California, they banned gasoline-powered portable appliances, including gas generators. What the hell do you do when the power goes out? Look what they got out there now. Look at the rains. Look at the hurricanes. Look at the tornadoes. Look at whatever they got out there. Floods. And they can't run a gas generator because you can't buy one out there anymore. What's this country coming to? This thing is so bad. You know, just the other day, I was planning this last week because I saw this article, and And I think it was yesterday, I had to change the whole tune of this podcast, because this is so bad that Joe Biden himself came out and says he does not agree with this. Joe Biden, a quasi-governmental agency, is trying to rule the nation, and the president of the United States doesn't even agree with what they're saying. That's pretty bad. Mike, and you know, my good friend Eric says, if I'm in a home if he owns a home again, his preference would be to have gas range and gas water heater. It's really great. In fact, I wrote an article back. You gotta, folks, get your pen and pencils ready. You're gonna write something down, and you're gonna get a kick out of this one. So, it's not the government that's doing this. It's not Greta Thunberg. It's the industry is doing this to their own purpose. Just like the drug industry loves the fact that we had a pandemic because they're making trillions of dollars. So too does the appliance industry like the fact that we might have to replace all our appliances. Think about that. There's actually a group that thinks they're smart called Rewiring America. Here's the one you want to take note of. It's just very simple. Rewiringamerica.org. That's rewiringamerica.org. Rewiring America is the leading electrification nonprofit focused on electrifying everything in our communities. Everything. We're all on electrifying where we work, we learn, we play, we live. Supported by a world-class research team developing accessible, actionable data and tools for Americans across the country, Rewiring America is crafting the blueprint for Americans to achieve energy efficiency, tackle nationwide emissions goals, improve health, save consumers money, yeah, right, and build the next generation American workforce and clean energy. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple things here. I want to tell you a couple things, folks. Think about it. First of all, if you have an older home, like I live in a rural area, we still have knob and tubing in some of our homes here. Not all 100% maybe, but there's still some in there. You want to get an electric car, just an electric car, and you want to charge from your home. You're going to need to rewire your panel. You may need to rewire electricity from the pole. You may need a whole new breaker box. You're going to get all electric appliances and you got gas now? They're going to come out and they're going to say, oh, you got 60 amp service. Dude, you're screwed. Then they're going to send an inspector in because they're going to have to put new boxes in, and then they're gonna say, whoa, dude, you got knob and tube wiring. What the hell did you get that from? Then they're gonna come in and they're gonna rip your walls out, gonna tear your ceilings down. Yeah, knob and tube, exactly right. My son John there, he says, yeah, that's not a joke. I do have a son John. My son John, how's that? Diddy with your something on. I don't know. I don't remember all the nursery rhymes anymore. I'm too old to remember them. But yeah, you got knob and tube. We still have a couple wires of knob and tube in this house here. Though most of it's been replaced. They're going to come in. You can have that until they come in. And now you've got to be up to code if they're going to put a new box in. Now, here's another cool thought, folks. You're going to make everything electric. Every single thing's going to be electric. You're not even going to be able to have hobbies or do anything fun, because you won't have any gas or fuel for it. It's got to be electric. What the hell do you think is going to happen in electric rates? You got a monopoly on power. You got a monopoly on power. And they're saying that you're going to save money by getting getting electrified. You're going to save money. So I wrote them back this nasty letter. And I got to put my two cents in, or my host here, my sponsor is going to get mad at me. But I'm going to back up for a minute. I'm going to stop, and we got to do our we got to make our money here. So I'm going to tell you about, we have MyPillow, we support and some other things, but the one that we have now that we're really pushing is this Patriot food production, Patriot food. I'm getting my act together here, folks. The food shortage. Everybody knows we have the food shortage going on, and the shelves are dry, and who knows what's going to happen down the future. So I do a lot of storage. I always tell people, you know, you say, oh, you got to store all kinds of food. I like to throw some pint, some nuts and some things that are in, that are sealed in jars and cans. And hopefully you got 72 hours if not to bug out or whatever, but there's going to be food shortages and we're going to be having some problems. And I'm going to cut this one a bit short tonight, but I want you to let you know that we do have a sponsor that has great savings called My Patriot Supply. And it's a really great company. You can save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. I would like you to check them out at prep.eamedia.online. That's prep.eamedia.online. Get a $50 savings on a 4-week emergency food kits that can really save you in an emergency, whether or not that emergency is the end of the country or the end of the world or just a tornado or a hurricane. We got some crazy weather coming through. So please do check them out. A great sponsor and great product. That's prep.eamedia.online. Save yourself $50. A 4-week supply. All right. Get that business. That's important because they're our sponsors and they're a great company too. All right. Now we're going to get down to brass tacks here. So I wrote back a really nice letter to these. I've not got a response back. And of course I started it out that dear sirs, I am a candidate for U.S. House for 2024 and have serious concerns about the plan to electrify America and ban all fossil fuels. Make no mistake, I'm not a climate denier. In fact, I'm an activist who is trying to wake my fellow Republicans regarding this. I do, however, have serious trepidations regarding your approach, as well as the approach California and New York are taking. I cannot, in good conscience, agree with your plan. You say it will save consumers thousands of dollars a year. I disagree. First, even with subsidies, the growing pains will be costly. The cost of fossil fuels will skyrocket as electricity takes over. And once everything's electric, there'll be a total energy monopoly, which will create astronomical rates for electricity. Also, electric appliances are nowhere near as efficient as gas appliances, particularly in northern climates where heat pumps are useless. I emphasize where heat pumps are useless. I have dual energy in my home, and I've run gas. I run gas and heat and the backup and have backup electric baseboard heat. The cost of gas around $250 per month in winter. However, the cost of electricity when I run it is over $1,000. Also, where is all the electricity going to come from? And how fast can the infrastructure be built to be able to send that power to its destinations? This, especially considering the government wants to get rid of fossil fuel-powered vehicles, the infrastructure and power capacity can't be built that fast. Then there's a cost to consumers of upgrading. Many older houses will need new power feeds to handle electric appliances and vehicles. And once an electrician arrives to do this, they may also find that all the other wiring needs to be replaced. The cost will be significant, particularly for the poor and elderly. Then, how about emergency services? In California, they outlawed gas and diesel generators. I'm sorry, but the local fire department cannot run solar power lights and emergency equipment at night. How about emergency shelter operations? You're not going to be able to transport enough solar panels and batteries to power a shelter in a stricken area where all the power lines are down. I could go on, but you get the idea. You have an extremely bad, poorly thought out plan that will destroy our economy and hurt our citizens. My first plan of action, if elected in 2024, will be to put a stop to this nonsense, unless you can justify it to me. I don't think you can. Sincerely, Bob. That's my response to them. That's my response to them. And yeah, Eric's saying about electricity is basically, well, they're going to get rid of the fossil fuels. They're going to figure out a way to deal with that. Hydrogen's the big thing now. They're doing a whole lot with hydrogen. That's not for this show, though. That's not even part of the reset. The industry is using hydrogen. They want to pump they want to send dirigibles full of hydrogen from Africa. They want to load. Hi, Marilyn. Thanks for stopping by. They want to put solar panels all across Africa, the African continent, and then generate hydrogen with that, and then send the hydrogen to the United States by dirigible. And the dirigible would use the blow off, because when hydrogen, you have liquid hydrogen, there's a blow off, and you can't. One interesting thing, folks, that nobody tells you, that liquid hydrogen cannot be contained. Jesus and the four horsemen can't contain, well, maybe they can contain liquid hydrogen, but that's about it. Nobody else can contain it. The pressure becomes so great. So you've got to bleed it off. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to take that bleed off and run the engines for the dirigible to bring the hydrogen to the United States to then run power generation plants. Not a bad idea. Now, here's the problem with that. So here's the problem. See, they don't think about any of this crap. They jump in and take over and do things like they look at these bills and they don't read them. You're like, here's the bill. Sign it and read it later. What the hell good is that doing anybody? You've already screwed everything up by the time it's signed off on, by the time the Senate passes it and the president signs off on it. Anyway, I digress. So what happens when you burn hydrants? So for my engineers, I know my son, John, who was nice enough to join the podcast tonight. I know he knows what happens when you burn hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen and oxygen emits water vapor. And now think about that. I want you to think about this. So we're complaining about the environment, and we're complaining about the change in the weather, all the weather crap, the climate change. So now you want to get rid of like this carbon dioxide, and you want to get rid of the methane gas, and you're going to replace that with water vapor. So, well, okay. So if I put a pot of water on my stove and I make myself a cup of tea and the steam comes off of that, or I put a humidifier in to humidify the room, I'm not destroying the environment. But now I want you to multiply that by 100 million vehicles. I want you to multiply it by 100 million vehicles and 2 or 3 terawatts of electricity being generated by combining hydrogen and oxygen in a huge plant somewhere in the United States and across the world. I want you to think hard about this. You're putting water vapor back into the air. So you've taken all this water out of the seas and you're going to throw it back up in the air by burning it. Where the hell's it going to go? It's got to come back down somewhere, folks. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down, right? Think about that. 100 million vehicles putting out water vapor into the air. It's going to rain like hell, folks. It's going to rain like there's no tomorrow. And nobody talks about that now, do they? So this Rewiring America goes back in, and you know, you can download this and read it yourself, and it's online, but it says, we are signed up for the task of transforming the market and winning the decade. So they want to, it's done in within 10 years. They want to get rid of all fossil fuels within the decade. Every single retirement of every machine that runs on fossil fuels. No one knows how to do it exactly, and everyone will be joining this journey from a different place. We hope that welcoming arms and guiding light for millions and hopefully billions of people who will take this journey with us. Boy, these guys are smoking something good, dude. Whatever they've got, I want some. I need it. And I definitely need it. There was something else I said in here that was pretty interesting. So there, I got the copy that doesn't have, I'm going a little slow here because I got this copy of this paper in front of me that doesn't have my yellow marks on it that I made. The Energy Transitions Commission, Advanced Energy Economy. So it's a board member. There's something called Advanced Energy Economy. So write that one down too, folks. You want to do a search in Google for Advanced Energy Economy. Based on data, we believe the path forward on climate is achievable. We see the next decade as an opportunity to do something amazing. We know and have confidence in our ability to achieve it. Community-minded, our vision demands that everyone, particularly those most affected by climate, economic, and racial injustice. What the hell's racial injustice got to do with electric stoves? What the hell's it got to do? You're going to hurt them. You're going to hurt them, the poor. All right, let me read that again. Everyone most affected by climate, economic, and racial injustice can participate. Individual action and responsibility are important, but we must create a path that attracts and works for everyone. This is crazy. This isn't nuts. I'm glad that Biden doesn't like this. Biden hates these people now. It's great. So, another company called On Power. On Power is another one. On Power is trying, they want to sell, what do you call it? They want to sell solar panels and whatnot to Americans, get you off the grid. Purpose Venture Group is another good one. Purpose Venture Group is a social impact incubator building ventures to address climate and economic inequality. I want you to read closely between the lines, folks. Purpose Ventures is a social impact incubator building ventures to address climate and economic inequality. Think about that. And Ari Matusiak is a CEO of Rewiring America. He's a CEO. Now, this one, folks, for all you conservatives out there, for all you people that realize that it's the liberals on the left side that are taking over, Ari Matusiak is the CEO of Rewiring America. Now, here's the clincher. He served in the Obama White House as special assistant to the president and director of private sector engagement, where he focused on economic policy related to jobs and competitiveness and oversaw the administration's relationship with the private sector. He was strategic officer of Renovate America, which was the largest residential renewable energy and financing platform in the U.S., financing $3.5 billion of improvements across 150,000 homes. He's also the co-founder of Young Invincibles, a nonprofit delivering economic opportunity to young adults, a senior executive responsible for strategy and impact at Rhode Island Foundation. He secured $1 billion for affordable financing and housing. Now you know who's running the country, folks. Who's been running the country since 2008? Barack Obama. But the strings are being pulled by Great Britain and by the Vatican and European Union. I'm telling you right now. They're talking about cancer risks from our stoves. So they're talking about that. Toxic heavy metals and baby foods and the health of e-cigarettes, health hazards of e-cigarettes. Nanny state. That's what we're becoming. Nanny state. But it's not about being a nanny state. It's about control. It's about control, folks. All right. I'm frustrated enough now. So I'm going to go on a couple things. I got a couple notes here. Little side notes. For those who came in late, just about 51, maybe a little longer, about an hour ago, Lisa Marie Presley keeled over and died of a heart attack. 54 years old. Perfect health. Yeah, I'm not getting any boosters. I'm not getting any boosters. And how much proof does this government, how much proof do our legislatures and members of Congress, how much proof do they need that people are dying because of something stupid that they did and boneheaded? They refuse to admit that our former President Donald Trump was right. They refuse to admit that the Republican Party's right. People are dying, folks. People that shouldn't die. In my last 3 years, yeah, died suddenly. Yep, died suddenly. If you haven't seen it, download Died Suddenly. It's free. Download it. Look at it. Read it. Watch it rather. It'll put chills up your spine. That's one for you. That's one for my son there, John. It's one for you. You got to look at it if you haven't seen it. Died Suddenly. We definitely have a problem, folks. The big problem right now is our government. The big problem is the rift and the divide. And, or, you know, I don't know if they're doing this intentionally or what. People say they're doing it intentionally, but to what end? Look at the people that are dying. It's all the rich and famous. All Hollywood stars are dying. People that are involved in anything high profile where you require these. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I can't say it. If I say it, I get banned. So I don't want to get banned off of Rumble or whatever. But if you do what the government tells you to do, you're going to die. And guess who's not dying? The ones that didn't do that. You know, I told my wife, she said he was forced to get the vaccination. She was forced to get it from working at a grocery store. I mean, it almost makes sense. But I told her, get to Johnson & Johnson. You can't even get that anymore, I don't think. Johnson & Johnson was like a placebo. It doesn't really even work, but it doesn't hurt you either. Yeah, I haven't heard of one, you know, there were some very minor things with it at the beginning, but nothing out of the ordinary. It's not the same type of a thing. That's why we're not hearing about it anymore, folks, because it doesn't serve their purpose. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not serve the purpose of the deep state. And there's the problem. So, we had a great meeting today, and I'll come back to your Eric. I'll get your comment before we close the thing. Now we'll be about for another 5 minutes, less than 10 minutes. We'll be going over a little bit lately, but anyway, we had a great meeting tonight with the Schuylkill County, actually the group of the Patriots in Schuylkill County, and. We're talking about where, what do we do? Now, who do we vote for? You know, we got elections coming. Everybody should vote, but you got to figure it out. And they said, you know, the place you need to start is in these off-year elections. This is an off-year. We've got county commissioners. We got school boards. We got local councils. The place to start is at the beginning. They said, you know what? We made a decision. What we need to do, the most critical, what's the most critical, though? Eric says all elections are need to be local. Yeah. What's the most critical office held in the United States of America? Anyone. School board. Yes. Local city and council. Yeah, they're important. But school board, folks, what's happening is that we're raising ignorant people. We're raising people that don't know how to balance a checkbook. We're raising people that don't know what voting is all about. They don't know that there's three branches of government, the executive, legislative, and judicial, and they don't know what they do. They don't understand why there's 2-year terms for the House and 6-year for the Senate, when 2 years, the Senate actually makes the laws that are going to last for an eternity for the rest of our country. The House just recommends them. That's why there's a longer term. How come the judges are in for life? Oh, they shouldn't be in for life. They should be. They should be in for life because they never, ever have to be voted in. But they don't understand this. Indoctrination camps. You're absolutely right, Eric. Indoctrination camps is what the schools have become. We need to take back our school districts. That's where the future of our country is. Taking back the school districts. So time is running out. I want to read this last comment here. Eric had a great comment. Very, very prodigious listener of mine here. We got a lot of stuff coming. Disturbing video that he saw online. The whole died suddenly thing. I believe it was a mother or father appearing to be holding a baby in her arms, only for that person to just fall on the floor and wake up with two older kids. I mean, it is a very disturbing video that died suddenly. Yeah, definitely have to see that. And now nobody's talking about it. That's the funny thing. I don't know. I got to do some more research on this because they're talking about these. Just to give a brief synopsis, you know, in this film, a lot of these it wasn't doctors, it wasn't clinicians or anything that were doing the film. It's undertakers, because an undertaker, they've got to clean your system out and put the preservatives in there so they can bury you. And they couldn't pump the stuff through. They couldn't drain the bodies out because they were full of clots. They started pulling these clots out and they're miles long. I mean, it's scary. And they're not blood. The clots are some kind of fiber of some sort that are coming out of these people's arteries and veins. It's crazy. And you know, people just keeling over. There's videos of, and I don't know, you know, there's such good deep fakes out there. I don't know what to believe anymore, but make of it what you will. Anyway, died suddenly. Look it up on the and make your own decisions on that. Hey, folks, we're turning into a pumpkin at 10:30. The carriage turns into a pumpkin. We got to start moving on our way, but we'll have more to come next week on the podcast. And yeah, Stephen King, UK funeral director, went on Stephen Crowder's podcast, Stephen King, yeah. Stephen Crowder's podcast, and spoke of being disturbed by the autopsy findings. Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate that. Always a pleasure to have you on here. And with that, I'm just going to say good evening, because I am so frustrated now. I got to go. I got to go get myself a good single malt scotch. I'm going to sit in front of the TV and watch some gummy little soap opera that has no meaning whatsoever to anybody but the people that are putting it on. And we're I wish you hadn't reminded me of that. Oh my goodness. I'm going to sleep tomorrow. I'm sleeping through Saturday. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th, folks. That's it. I'm done. Anyway, God bless everyone. Stay safe tomorrow on the 13th and don't get 666 lottery tickets tomorrow because you'll probably lose. Anyway, have a great night. Before I leave, I got to tell you a quick story about Friday the 13th. The 13 has always been my lucky number. That's the crazy thing. I say this, but 13 has been my lucky number. When I was at work the one year, there was a guy he was paranoid. He was a triskaidekaphobic, the top of the triskaidekaphobic in the world, practically. So I told him that I'm going to go out and I'm going to play the number 013 in the lottery. And it's crazy because I went out and he said, don't do it. Well, I won 013. I won. He said, how'd you do that? I said, watch, I'll do it again. So I played it a second time and I won twice in a row, 013. It was on Friday the 13th. And it was so cool because ever since that date, it was years and years and years ago, that number 013 has never hit again. Never. This guy is crazy. He's like, I believe you. Anyway, that's my luck. That's my luck with the number 13. Anyway, well, have a good night, everybody. God bless every one of you. Thanks for coming. Without you, there is no podcast. So we do appreciate the companionship. When we get zero people showing up, it makes me very depressed. I haven't got that yet. We will see you next Thursday, same time, same podcast. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. And be sure to say hi to your family because every day is a new day. And every day may be your last day. So don't wait until the end to say goodbye to someone or say hello or say you love them. God bless you all. Have a good evening. Good night, everybody. We will see you next week. God bless.